Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Elizabeth in the Tax Quips forum with a sad problem. She asks, can a loss on deposits be deducted on Schedule A or Form 4684? I researched the IRS website, and it is allowable, but what if the amount is more than $20,000 for the entire loss? Can you deduct $20,000 each year until the total loss of $100,000 is used up? The bank was in India and has proven to be uncollectible and worthless. Well, Elizabeth, it's absolutely awful to lose your money when you trust your bank. In the information in IRS Publication 529, it explains about the $20,000 limit. That's not an annual limit. It's a one-time deduction you can take on Schedule A. And for some foolish reason, in addition to limiting the deduction, your benevolent legislators also reduced it by 2% of adjusted gross income. What jerks! If you've lost more than $20,000, you may find that your best option is Form 4684 for casualty losses. When it comes to loss of money, that would include things like theft, embezzlement, and larceny. However, there's a special provision to allow you to use Form 4684 for bank failures and bankruptcies. You'll find that on page 2 of the instructions. Be sure to include information to prove the bank has closed. Now, if you can use Form 4684, there's no limit to the amount you can deduct. However, personal loss deductions are reduced by 10% of your adjusted gross income plus $100. Business loss deductions are not reduced in case this was a business account. Now, the good thing about treating this as a casualty loss is that if the loss is more than your taxable income, you can carry this back to previous year's tax returns and get refunds immediately. If you file it on Schedule A, not only are you limited to the $20,000, but if your deductions wipe out your income, that's just too bad. You get no further benefit. So go dig out the proof that the bank has failed and use Form 4684. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about losing your deposits and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.